Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In Revelation chapter number 20, again, I wanted to get out of the thousand year and talk about what takes place in that thousand year reign, but just as a way of kind of a review, if you will, about this thousand year reign of Christ. We call it the millennium. The word millennium means a thousand years. And you're in Revelation 20. Hold your place there and turn me to Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. Since the fall of Adam, all of creation has been longing and waiting for the day of redemption. Not just us, talking about mankind, but even all of God's creation. We find in Romans chapter number 8, beginning in verse number 21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. We know that when Adam fell, all of the creation was affected. Animal life, the plant life, is obviously, even when you, for you gardeners, you know, when y'all do your flower beds or gardening and all, you gotta go out there and pull weeds. This affects everything. Isn't it amazing though? You don't have to water anything, your grass dies, but the weeds thrive. Well, during the millennium, things are just swap, you know. But anyway, we see in Romans that all of creation, not just mankind, but all of creation, God's beautiful creation he had at the beginning before the fall of Adam, they're waiting for this time that we're studying this morning, for the millennial reign of Christ, when everything is going to be changed. Psalm 2 is a messianic psalm. I mean, people don't realize that Psalm 2 actually is looking toward the millennial reign of Christ. It's a messianic psalm. Let me just read these verses to you in Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands and cast away their cords from us. And he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. The word derision means confusion. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. And I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thy inheritance and the othermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Again, it's talking specifically about the millennial reign of Christ here. Verse number 9, thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye shall perish from the way, for his wrath is kindled but a little while. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. So I wanted to read those verses and others to show that from the Old Testament, even from the beginning of creation, in the New Testament, people have been anticipating this millennial reign of Christ. Matter of fact, we see in what we call the model prayer, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray. One of the very first things that Jesus taught them to pray is this: our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. Thy kingdom come is talking about that millennial reign of the Lord. This is a whole other subject, but there's a difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is all-encompassing. It's everything. The kingdom of heaven is not yet. Okay, and the Lord will rule and reign. He brings that down, but we'll talk about that in another study. But there's a big difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. People kind of put them together, but there's a huge difference there. Anyway, and we see as Jesus was ascending up into heaven after he resurrected from the dead, and he's about to ascend into heaven, he gives the disciples the last commission to go into all the world and this kind of thing, the Great Commission. into Jerusalem, Judea, and be ye witnesses. And they say, Lord, will thou this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Again, the Jewish people's mindset, his apostles, was looking for that coming kingdom. Lord, will you now bring your kingdom in? Well, he says it's not the time for that kind of thing. Just be about preaching the gospel. Anyway, that's another sideline. But I want you to see from the Old Testament, from the beginning, even when Jesus ascended, they were looking for the kingdom to come. We're taught to pray for that coming kingdom. Well, we see it here in Revelation chapter number 20, that 1,000-year reign. I mentioned last week, Jesus was on this earth for 30-some years, 33 years approximately, and 3 years of those were his ministry here on earth. He changed his whole world in 3 years. I mean, there's so much changed in that short time he was here. What he did in 3 years, now think what he's going to do in 1,000 years. It just blows your mind here. Well, there's some things here I want to show you. First of all, the millennium, it's a real reign, a real R-E-A-L reign. I take it literally. Again, I was reading this week, there's some people who are amillennialists, others who they do not believe in the millennial reign of Christ. They actually believe and teach that the church, I use that their term, I don't use that word, the church. There's not the church. There's a church. A local New Testament church. People try to group everybody. Well, anyway, it's a whole other story. Okay. But they believe that the church is going to usher Jesus' coming. In other words, that they're going to win everyone to the Lord. And it's going to make it where this world can be such a pleasant place then that Jesus could come because we've won the world to Christ. A lot of people would believe that. Of course, we know that just the opposite is true. In the last days, things are going to get worse and worse. Evil man, seducers, it's going to get worse, not get better. Amen. Well, we see the 1,000 years. We see it in Revelation 20, verse 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. It mentions that. All right, turn me to Matthew chapter number 25. Again, just we talked about this last week, but I want to give you some references. A lot of you are taking notes. When we talk about the millennial reign of Christ, that 1,000-year reign, only the righteous enter. Only saved enter into the millennial kingdom. And we see here in Matthew chapter number 25, beginning in verse number 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, this is speaking of the revelation of Jesus Christ, not the rapture, the translation, whichever you may refer to it, but is speaking specifically of his revelation. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. So now you have pinpointed this time. He comes in Revelation. Now he's going to sit on his throne of glory, the millennial reign of Christ. Verse number 32, and before him shall be gathered all nations. Now, you've already are aware by the time we've gotten to this point that there are going to be approximately a third of the world's population will still be alive. Two-thirds have been destroyed, okay? So what's left, they enter into they end the tribulation period, multitudes of people have died, but there will be a lot of living people yet still on this earth. They survived the tribulation, and that's what this is about. And he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divides a sheep from his goats. The saved and the lost. They lived through the tribulation, and this is called the judgment of the living nations. Okay? And he shall, verse number 33, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. And then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom. They enter into the kingdom, prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Isn't that interesting? Okay. And then you read the rest of it, but again, time won't allow. But I want you to see that he separates the righteous from the unrighteous. And only the saved, only the righteous enter into the kingdom, the millennial kingdom. Matter of fact, verse number 41, it talks about, then he says in the middle on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So you get the picture. The judgment of living nations, only the righteous enter into the kingdom. Very important to understand that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.